This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'Zchus Tzipa Esther Shetichya Hellinger, who was born on Chof Aleph Tammuz. May her parents raise her L'Torah, L'Chupa, L'Maisim Toivim, M'Toich Archova, B'Gashmiyas, U'Beruchniyas. It's also sponsored L'Zchus Yechiel Yisrael Yoyel HaKoyen Sosever and Shmuel Zev HaKoyen Kahanovich. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'Zchus Reb Shalom Mordechai HaLevi Ben Rivka for Gu'ula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss awaiting for the Geula. The Tzaddik, the Choyza of Lublin, passed away on Tisha B'Av Tov Kuf Ayin Hei, and his son the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yosef of Torchin, inherited the wall clock that had hung in his father's room. Once, while traveling back to his hometown, Torchin, a heavy storm broke out, forcing Rabbi Yosef to stop his journey and find shelter. He found an inn owned by a simple Yid, and stayed there for 3 days until the storm passed. Preparing to leave, Rabbi Yosef told his host that he had no money with which to pay him, and having no alternative, he would give him the precious clock that had belonged to his father. A few years later, the Tzaddik Rabbi Socher Ber of Rodchitz stopped at this inn, but was unable to sleep through the night, and kept waking up at each chime, joyously singing and dancing. The following morning, the tzaddik asked the innkeeper where he had gotten the clock that is hanging in the room. The innkeeper related how he had received it as payment, and when he described how the man appeared, Rabbi Socher Ber exclaimed, "I felt that this was the clock of the Choyza of Lublin. Usually, when clocks chime, they notify that one is 1 hour closer to the end of his life. However, the chime of the Choyza's clock tells us that we are 1 hour closer to Mashiach." Chazal relate that when a person is brought for judgment to the Beis Din Shalmaila, among other questions, he is also asked, "Tzipitza li Yeshua? Did you hope and wait for the salvation promised by the Nevi'im?" The Medrash writes that at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yitzchak Avinu asked Hashem, "Perhaps the Yidden will never merit returning?" Hashem answers that there will come a generation that will await the Geula, and they will immediately be redeemed. The Medrash says that even if this is the only merit that they have, for this alone they are worthy of being redeemed. The Chidah explains that this is the meaning of the words in davening, "Etzemach David Avdcho Meheros Atzmiach, Ki Yishuloscho Kivinu Kol Hayoim." We are asking Hashem to send us Mashiach immediately, and to the possible argument that we are undeserving, we say, "Because we hope for your salvation all day," implying that as a reward for awaiting Mashiach, we deserve to be redeemed. The Rambam writes that it is not only obligatory to believe in the coming of Mashiach, but one must also await his coming. One who does not do so is denying the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the other Nevi'im. The Rambam writes that the reason that the Chachamim looked forward to the days of Mashiach was so that the Yidden would be able to learn Torah and keep mitzvahs undisturbed, and not for the pleasures that will then exist. The Rebbe explains that although the perfection of the world is part of the belief in Mashiach, it is not part of the mitzvah of waiting for him. The Tzaddik Rabbi Yitzchok of Radvil, having heard of the greatness of Rabbi Avram HaMalach, the Maggid's son, he traveled to see him and arrived on Erev Tisha B'Av. That night, as everyone sat on the floor of the shul reading Eicha and mourning the Churban, a bitter cry suddenly broke out. Rabbi Yitzchak turned and saw Rabbi Avram HaMalach sitting with his head between his knees, weeping bitterly. Long after everyone had left, he continued watching Rabbi Avram, who sat in the same position without moving. When the clock struck midnight, Rabbi Yitzchak retired for the night. The following morning, Rabbi Yitzchak arrived early to shul and found the Malach still mourning, a puddle of tears surrounding him. And from time to time, the Malach would lift his head and ask in pain, "He's still not here?" Tzaddikim living during the time of the Tzaddik Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, the Yismach Moshe, said that he was a Gilgul of Yirmiyahu Hanavi, a Navi who prophesied the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He would constantly cry about the Golos, especially during the 3 weeks, and his longing for Mashiach was remarkable. Next to his bed, his best Shabbos clothing lay prepared, and before sleeping he would warn his Shamish to wake him the moment the Shofar of Mashiach was heard. Whenever he heard some hustle in the street, he would run to determine whether Mashiach had arrived. Once, a notice arrived to his home that on a coming date, his beloved son-in-law would be arriving for a visit. This caused a stirring of great joy, and everyone prepared for his arrival. The special day came, but the visitor was nowhere to be seen, and the family became restless, imagining possible reasons for his delay. The Yismach Moshe sat in his room engrossed in learning, while some family members stood outside waiting impatiently, when a carriage was suddenly seen in the distance. The Rebbe Shamash ran in to bring the Tzaddik the good news. "Rebbe, he has arrived!" Hearing this, the Rebbe jumped from his place in excitement, put on his fine Shabbos kapota and shtreimel, and ran outside toward the approaching carriage. Seeing none other than his son-in-law descending from the carriage, he was unable to bear the pain and fell to the ground in a faint. When his family revived him, they heard him moaning to himself, "Oy, it's not him, he has not yet arrived," because he was expecting Mashiach. The grandchild of the Tzaddik Rebbe Yitzchak of Berditchev was engaged to marry the grandchild of the Alter Rebbe at the Great Chasana of Zhlobin. When Rebbe Yitzchak was shown the invitation, indicating that the Chasana would take place in Zhlobin, he tore it up and instructed that this be changed to read, "The Chasana will Amir Tzeshem take place in Yerushalayim Mer HaKodesh, and in the Beis HaMikdash may it speedily be rebuilt." If, however, Chas V'Sholem, Mashiach Tzidkenu will not yet be here, then the Chasana will take place in Zhlobin. One of the Chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek had an inn which he rented from a local Paritz, paying him 10 ruble at the beginning of every year. One year, the Chassid fell ill and sent his son to make a contract and pay the Paritz for the coming year. The son decided to ask for a 5-year contract at a cheaper rate of 30 ruble, thus saving himself 20 ruble. The Paritz agreed, satisfied with the advance payment. Full of excitement, he returned home and told his father of the great deal he had made. "Fool," screamed the father, "you paid the additional 20 ruble for nothing. We believe with complete emunah that Mashiach will come right away, and we will all go to Eretz Yisrael, so the money you've paid for the next 4 years was a waste." Whenever the Tzaddik Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshischa would go to sleep, he would put his talis and tefillin near his bed. One of his close Talmidim asked about this practice, and he explained, "Since we await Mashiach's coming any moment, it is possible that while I am resting, the good news of Mashiach's arrival will suddenly be heard. I want to be ready to go immediately with Mashiach to Eretz HaKodesh and not have to remain in this bitter galus for an extra second. I am willing to disown all my assets, but my talis and tefillin I must take, so I make sure to keep them close by." The Gaon Reb Mordechai Yaffe, the Levush, writes that he had always wondered why Eicha, which is read in Shulchan Tisha B'Av, is not read from a Megillah of parchment like Megillas Esther. He explains that since we are constantly waiting for these days to be transformed into days of joy and Yomim Tovim, if we would write it as a Megillah, it would give the impression that we are Chas V'Shalom giving up hope. On the first night of Shavuos Tavshin Chav Zayin, a chassid who was present at the Rebbe's Suda said to the Rebbe, "Being that the Kosel HaMarovi is now accessible, if the Rebbe will travel there, tens of thousands of Yidden will join him." The Rebbe responded, "Why only tens of thousands? When Mashiach will come, many more will travel." The Rebbe of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, related that as a Talmud learning in Pressburg, he had once overheard one woman ask her friend what she had made that day for supper. "Squash," the other replied. "And for tomorrow?" the woman questioned further. "Chas v'sholem, don't speak like that. If Chas v'sholem, Mashiach will not come by tomorrow, then I will make lentils." The great Chassid Reb Hillel Parisher quotes the Tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berditchev, "On Shabbos Chazoin, every Yid is shown the third Beis HaMikdash, and this inspires us to yearn for it and go on the right way to merit the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash with a final Geula, v'mheira v'yameinu mamash."